Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, March 24th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. As you've probably learned by now, on the Wednesday edition of the Daily Kickoff, we begin with the quarterback position. So let's do that. New Orleans Saints quarterback Jameis Winston spoke to the media after signing a one-year deal worth up to $12 million with the club last week. But the waves that were made from the presser on Tuesday were less about the contract and more about Winston's love for the now-retired legend, Drew Brees.
Being able to have an entire season with Drew Brees was a dream of mine, like, and for him to put his arm around me or, you know, just give me any encouraging words after I saw the resilience, the passion, the way that he went and approached every single day. But that to even be a story, like, I was touched by that because he doesn't even know how much he means to me and my family. Winning a playoff game, like getting a chance to throw a touchdown in the playoffs. Like, I love football. That's all I've done my entire life. And someone that I look up to, that I admire, that I actually could touch, was my teammate, and I had a chance to serve him. Like, man, I'm speechless to that. Like, that really gets me emotional.
Winston also discussed how he's excited for the expected quarterback competition for the number one role with Taysom Hill. New Jets receiver Corey Davis had his opening press day with the New York media, which he will now learn includes point-blank questions about the team's quarterback.
Did you sign with the Jets believing Sam Darnold will be your starting quarterback in September?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Correct.
So it sounds like Sam Darnold, for now, is the Jets quarterback. What, of course, continues to make this interesting is the Jets hold the number two pick in this year's NFL draft. Will they take the extra draft capital by trading back or ship Darnold off to another team and try again? Right now, it seems like Darnold will stay, but decisions in New York. On the other side of MetLife Stadium, the New York Giants and new tight end Kyle Rudolph hit a snag in their two-year $16 million contract when it was revealed the New York Giants medical team believes the 31-year-old may need off-season foot surgery. As of this recording, the deal isn't done yet, according to NFL Network, but Rudolph and the Giants are discussing next steps. It was the Alabama Pro Day, and Alabama quarterback Mac Jones was said to run a 4.68 40-yard dash. You may find this hard to believe, but Nick Saban went on NFL Network, and he told the cast that Jones is, and I quote, a hard worker and a good leader. Where will he go in the NFL draft? We'll find out in just 36 days. Another player we're watching is Alabama cornerback Patrick Surtain, who ran a 4.42 40-yard dash and benched 225 pounds 18 times. The last time I benched 225 pounds 18 times was never done that. Congratulations to Patrick Surtain for pulling that off. He came in at 6 feet 2, 208 pounds, and is expected to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFL. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is currently facing 16 separate sexual assault and harassment lawsuits filed in Harris County, Texas, and the 16 women are all represented by Houston lawyer Tony Busby. Watson's lawyer, Rusty Hardin, said in a Tuesday statement that he believes that any allegation that Deshaun forced a woman to commit a sexual act is completely false. More from Hardin, and I quote, I want to emphasize at the outset that we and Deshaun recognize that sexual assault and harassment are not only unlawful, but morally wrong. It takes courage for women to come forward to report being mistreated, particularly when they attach their names to a lawsuit. We do not take these allegations lightly. However, fairness to the accused is equally as important. End quote. Harden has said that Busby is refusing to confidentially provide the names of the plaintiffs so that they can investigate the allegations themselves. We'll continue to provide the happenings here as we get them, but any way you break it down, not a good situation in Houston. Some NFC East news. The Washington football team may be staying the Washington football team. This quote from team president Jason Wright. There are a set of folks that have warmed to the Washington football team. Some of the things that are emerging from that are the Washington football team has something that ties deeply to our history. It feels like that isn't jettisoning all the things we have been in the past, whereas something that's completely new might feel that way. It's important for a substantial part of our fan base to feel that this is a continuation of something versus a complete reset, something brand new, end quote. I'll be honest, when I first heard of the Washington football team, I laughed at it, I mocked it on Twitter like all of us football journalists do, but I've truly grown to love it, and at this point I hope the WFT remains the WFT for a lot of reasons, but that decision, as they cliche, is above my pay grade. Let's go through some other moves, news, and notes to know on this Wednesday. The Falcons began the Tuesday action by signing former Panthers running back Mike Davis to a two-year, $5.5 million contract that includes $3 million fully guaranteed. With Christian McCaffrey missing much of 2020, Davis had more than 1,000 yards from scrimmage and 8 touchdowns. Atlanta also signed former Bears linebacker Barkavius Mingo to a one-year deal. Former Super Bowl winning quarterback and most recently with the Jets, Joe Flacco, he's headed to the Philadelphia Eagles on a one-year deal worth $3.5 million guaranteed with the potential to earn $4 million more in incentives. In other quarterback news, Marcus Mariota is expected to sign a reworked one-year deal worth $3.5 million following a Raiders pay cut request. They were able to work it out, so Mariota back to the Raiders to be Derek Carr's backup. Cornerback Steve Nelson was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers after he requested a trade via Twitter. From Nelson, making a public announcement is a little out of my character, but you guys made your decision. Please don't hold me hostage. Hashtag don't hold me back. The move saves the Steelers $8.25 million against the 2021 cap, and Nelson thanked the organization in a follow-up tweet. Former San Francisco 49ers edge man Kerry Hyder is signing with the NFC West rival Seahawks on a three-year, $16.5 million contract. After visiting the Ravens on Tuesday, free agent wide receiver Sammy Watkins intends to visit the Colts today. Defensive end Melvin Ingram is reportedly visiting Watkins' old team, the Chiefs, also later today. The Cincinnati Bengals are signing cornerback Eli Apple. The speed round, a couple re-signings to know. Wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie back to the Bills. Offensive lineman Quentin Spain back to the Bengals. Tight end Nick Kaiser back to the Chiefs. Defensive end Benson Maioa goes back to the Seahawks. Defensive end Jordan Willis back to the 49ers. Cornerback Kevin King back to the Packers. And safety Kareem Jackson back to the Broncos. That's the latest in the news of the NFL on Wednesday, March 24th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later for the Pupcast with Michael Kist and Kyle Posey. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.